it's interesting because it's a lot of the same people, but just a lot further along.
Right.
You know, we've got five rowers and the Cox back from last year's crew, but they're, you know, I think they're very different athletes to where they were last year. So, yeah, we're a lot further on. We're a lot more complete as a team than we were last year.
And does the fact that you've sort of been together over a long period of time make a difference?
I think the biggest thing is the continuation of the training. So for the athletes that I started with last year, it's another season of training with the squad. A little bit of it's the rowing together, but the main thing is just the physical and technical and mental development that you can get over that period, as opposed to 6 months is so much larger and greater. So that's the biggest change, I think.
And what's changed in terms of the infrastructure since last year?
We've got two more full-time coaches on now, Paddy Ryan and Nick Acock, who are working with me, which is a big change. Last year I spent a lot of the season on my own. Annie Vernon did a little bit of stuff with us in the last few months, but it wasn't very much. So it means I can do more, it means my coaches can do more. So yeah, that's made a big change, and we'll just try and move everything on in the programme, make everything another step more professional, add some more good qualities to what we're doing, and again, not take away from what we've done good in the last year or so.
The headline is, if there are headlines, will be there's international experience in the Oxford crew, and this is a crew of Brits.
Yeah.
Is that a disadvantage for you? Or?
You know, experience of races and rowing is helpful, and you know, I don't undervalue that. But equally, I know what we're capable of, and you know, I know that's going to be very fast. So it's just interesting to see how fast Oxford are.